Hello, everyone. This is Eva Herr, and welcome to the Healing of Agape this week. I appreciate your joining us each week because it's important to us. We spend a great amount of time preparing each week to do something that we hope will make your life better. The purpose of our radio show, obviously, is to transmit knowledge, and the knowledge that I want to share here is Agape Heals. Agape being unconditional love for all living things as you love yourself or as you wish to be loved. Whether it is your life, the life of your child, the life of a friend, or the life of a country, Agape Heals. Among other things, one thing I will cover is how to do just that. Heal. How to heal your emotions, how to heal your body through alternative and complementary medicine, how to heal your mind, how to heal your ailing nation, and how to heal the ailing world that you're living in. With this in mind, how much are you willing to commit to the process? For know now that I'm committed with every breath that I breathe. Since the day that I became enlightened, it's literally been an obsession with me that I literally can't help, and it's turned my life upside down and switched every direction that I go in. In any event, I'm going to provide you with all the tools that you need at some point on this show to heal your life. So tune in, folks. Tune in to Changing Your Life. Each week, we will provide you with a different mechanism for healing. Some weeks, we will integrate knowledge that not only helps you heal, but raise your awareness of what is going on in the world around you that you might not find anywhere else. It's a unique show with unique people. So please join us each week for an enlightening segment on healing and consciousness designed to enrich your life. This week, we'll discuss medical intuition and what it can tell you, how to discern if illness is manifesting in your body before it gets here. Do you realize the power in that? We've all heard many times power is knowledge, and here is that knowledge all summed up in an hour radio program. So this week we're going to talk about understanding and developing medical intuition. Medical intuition is a three-part discovery, almost like driving a car. First, you learn all the parts of the car, or in this instance, your body. Then you learn how all the parts work together. And lastly, you learn to interpret the various subtle communications the car, or in this case your body, presents as it begins to malfunction. Because we all know that a car doesn't just suddenly break down. It gives you a ping here and a ping there, or a funny smell or a funny sound. It gives you warning signs, and so does your body, long before the illness ever manifests. So we're going to start with the brain. And when I say brain, that includes the brain itself, the nervous system, and the heart to some extent, but only as it relates to electrical firings. You got to remember now, I'm not a doctor, I'm just a little medical intuitive out here in the world. But my readings do seem to be accurate, and I'm of the opinion that firing issues within the brain are caused by too much artificial energy passing through our energy fields. The brain's receptors can only handle so much artificial energy. Artificial energy doesn't resonate with the body's electromagnetic field. It vibrates at a different speed than that of your body. Artificial energy, therefore, causes firing issues with the synapse and the neurotransmitters occurring, causing malignancies and sleep and behavior problems, and sometimes things such as seizures in children. You know, those times when they stop and stare, or throw a fit in the floor, but today it's getting to be more like those kind of stop and stare seizures. One thing that you can do for this is organic goat's milk, because it has myelin in it. And myelin is those things that cover your nerve sheaths that enable the information to be carried properly. So if you use organic goat's milk to maintain your nerve sheaths, then when the myelin does get damaged, that's one way to support it and replace it. The next thing that you want to pay attention to is your third eye, because that's the facilitator of the intuition where you get this information. Seeing colors of lights when your eyes are closed and when you lay down to go to sleep is a good sign that your third eye is open and working. If it's not, spend some time meditating. Meditating with nothing in your mind, because it's not thinking that you're supposed to do. No thought. I can't stress it enough. One thing you can do to help ground in order to do this is lay down or sit down wherever you are and take in a deep breath and blow it out. But when you blow it out, imagine it coming out your toes. And I promise you, if you do this, you'll feel something in your toes that makes you feel kind of light and floaty. That's a signal that it's working, that it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. The next area would be the throat area, and it includes all control mechanisms such as the thyroid, the thymus, and hypothalamus. The throat and its relative body organs involve the regulation of too much and too little as it relates to speaking your mind, as well as the silent controls of too much and too little, such as too much or too little hormones and endorphins released from suppression or assertion of your emotions. The heart is next, and it is the regulator and storage organ, actually muscle, but as far as your body's concerned, it's the storage organ. All of love and hate issues are stored in your heart. The issues of love and hate are as thin as a dime, and though you may not recognize the issues as love or hate, your body does. Your heart recognizes every single emotion you have as love or hate to some degree thereof. Issues of the heart, though complex, are simple when viewed from the proper perspective. It is learning how to understand the significance of these perspectives that matter. My friend Dr. Roland McCrady at the HeartMath Research Institute says, changes in blood pressure, electromagnetic frequency of the organ, sound pressure of the oscillating cells, cardiac rhythmic activity, and their intermittent pulses of the heart found between each beat are all found to be distinctly and directly influenced by negative emotions. It's been scientifically proven that these patterns are distinctly altered when emotions are experienced. Now, what would that tell you? It would tell me that we are our emotions. So in a heated discussion, as far as the car is concerned, there are two positions, off, love, or on, hate. During such heated discussions, when the car is on, your body releases proteins or antigens that are a known cause of plaque. These antigens continue to release for up to 4 hours after you stop thinking about the incident. So if you can learn to turn the heart or the car off, you can learn to control the plaque-causing mechanism. And the way this works is, the magnetic component of the heart's electrical field is about 5,000 times stronger than that of the brain, and it's not impeded in any way by any tissue, muscle, or bone. The electrical component of the heart is about 60 times stronger than that of the brain, both of which are detectable in an EKG. In other words, it can be measured several feet away by what they call a superconducting quantum interference device based on magnetometers. And it is these altered patterns that I detect in my readings, and these patterns that you too can learn to detect. All emotions enter through your heart and are delivered to the brain about 8 milliseconds later, which then transfers the information to the various body organs by the firing of neurons and neurotransmitters. Each emotion is stored in a different part of your body, and it is this firing mechanism that directs the emotion where to store. If any of you haven't read Caroline Mace's work, you might want to read her book, Anatomy of the Spirit, or Why People Don't Heal and How They Can. She covers all of this in great detail with her research that she's done with Dr. Norm Shealy. The abdomen is your tangible key to control it all. Or you receive information from your car's diagnostic system through your abdomen. If you'll pay attention to your abdomen during an experience of a negative emotion, about 2 inches above your navel, about 2 or 3 inches in, you will find a sense of heightened awareness that feels somewhat like it feels when a policeman comes up behind you and turns the blue light on, though much more subtle. It's that funny butterfly kind of feeling that you get. And I don't care what you say, if you've told me that you've dealt with these emotions and that you've healed. Through hundreds of readings, I found out that if you bring that emotion up into your life right now, I don't care if it was an emotion when you were a child or if it was something that you had last week, if you get that sense of heightened awareness, Whether you think you've healed it or not, your body is not interpreting it as being healed. And it is releasing neurotransmitters, which is going to cause you to be sick. If you can learn to identify this subtle feeling in your abdomen, you can learn to control your health. At least as far as it's concerned to emotions. You know, there are outside sources such as artificial energy and food that have toxins such as poisons and chemicals and fluoride that you brush your teeth with that has aluminum. Did you know, by the way, that if, say, a 3-year-old child ate a whole tube of toothpaste that it would kill him? Can you know, why the government puts fluoride in our toothpaste knowing that it's dangerous for our health? It actually causes decay in your bones. It causes your bones to deteriorate, and that's why so many elderly people have these bones that snap when you just barely touch them. They've been brushing their teeth all these years with fluoride. You know, use hydrogen peroxide and baking soda or something else, but not fluoride. Anyway, it is here where you can identify the pings and knocks of the car, which is the determining factor of whether or not your car runs smoothly or breaks down. Pay attention to this subtle feeling. It's trying to tell you something. I can't reiterate this enough, and I can tell you I am not trying to toot my own horn because I could care less about getting any recognition for it. But my readings do seem to be accurate, and I'm constantly getting feedback. You know, this gift only came on about 2 years ago. And so it's just been enough time for me to start getting, you know, significant feedback on the readings. And I'm constantly getting feedback where people are saying, you told me I was manifesting something and I didn't believe you because I didn't have any symptoms. Well, it's here now. In fact, I got a call last week from the man and said, you read me last October and you told me I was manifesting cancer and I didn't believe you. Well, I went to the doctor for a checkup the other day, having had no symptoms, and I've got fourth stage lung cancer. Why didn't I listen? Well, he didn't listen because he didn't have any symptoms except those symptoms that I told him about, which he judged to be, you know, not very important. It's important, people. Your body talks to you subtly long before something happens. So please, please, for your own good and the good of the people that you love, listen to me. You know, take what information that you get and go to your doctor and have it checked out on a regular basis. Because if you have the emotion that's identified and you have that subtle feeling, something's happening. Now, the next part is the lower abdomen, which regulates all of the reproductive systems. This area and the heart are the greatest cause of illness in today's society and are all love and hate based in one form or another. Now, when I say love, what I mean with that is, you know, it's the yin and the yang. You can't know one without knowing the other. So every good feeling, you like somebody, you care about somebody, you love somebody as a friend, you love somebody as a lover, you love somebody as a child, it's all degrees of love. Well, the flip side of that is you hate someone, or you don't like somebody, or you don't like to be around somebody, or, you know, it's all degrees of hate, even though you don't identify it as hate. That's exactly what it is, as it's interpreted by your body. And anyway, all issues in this area are based upon nurturing, or lack thereof. In women, these issues manifest in the uterus, the ovaries, cervix, and breast. In men, these issues manifest in the prostate, the scrotum, the penis, and the testicles. And what I found in my readings is it's women who develop a subtle bleeding change in their uterus. You know, you're not supposed to have painful periods. That's not the way God planned it. He planned it the way to clean out your uterus each month, and you shouldn't be having pain. So if you start out in early age having some pain, and then as you get older you get more pain, or there's some change going on there, or if your bleeding pattern changes any at all, something's trying to tell you something. It should stay the same. So if it doesn't stay the same, somebody's trying to tell you something. It means that you're manifesting fibroids or cysts or endometriosis or adenomyosis. Listen to that. And if you know that you weren't nurtured as a child the way that you needed to be nurtured, it doesn't matter that someone was trying to nurture you. If it wasn't in the manner in which you needed it and you resent it and you were having subtle changes in your periods or in the way that you feel, know that somebody's trying to tell you something. And, you know, when it relates to your uterus, your ovaries, and your cervix, you will usually find those issues that relate to improper nurturing by a mother, a father, or a caretaker, sometimes a spouse. But usually spousal issues are related to the breast, because the breasts are unique in that they normally involve sexual abuse of some type, probably because the breast is the milk of life, and to be violated by that very thing given life to is such a great insult to the body. Women also develop breast issues when they are abused by a spouse or a lover, because these are the men who are supposed to nurture the giver of life. And what I found in my readings here is, normally you will have some tenderness from your armpit down the side of your breast, usually, I don't know why, but usually starting on the left-hand side. So, and it doesn't have to be all the time. You know, your car gives a ping here and a ping there, and that's what your body does. If it hurts sometimes or once in a blue moon, it's trying to tell you something. If it hurts all the time, then the manifestation is close, if not already here, of the changing of cells. If it hurts once in a blue moon and you want to be as healthy as you can, then work on it. Don't allow it to get to that point where it hurts all the time. Another thing I've noticed in my readings is that women who have been sexually abused, the disease usually focuses on the breast itself and the cervix. The uterus and the ovaries, for whatever reason, usually tend to be simply lack of nurturing. Men who weren't nurtured as they should have been as a child will usually develop prostate or testicular problems. You know, how many men do you know that has prostate issues? Predominant men in this country. One reason is because men don't think that they, you know, have to face up to not being nurtured, that they're supposed to be strong and be a man. But whether you're a man or a woman, your body knows what it didn't get and it knows what it needs. And you need to address these problems. Men don't typically present with lack of nurturing issues caused by marriage, but rather by lack of support, be it emotional or financial. This area would be the support system of your body, the bony fragments, muscular and soft tissues of your skeletal system. As you know, many of us suffer in these areas, even if it's only occasional. Well, guess why? How many of us can say that we always have the exact amount of emotional or financial support that we need, exactly when we need it? Well, that is why, because these issues reside in your back, neck, legs, and feet. Lack of emotional support is probably the most prevalent problem in society as we know it. That's not life-threatening anyway. How many of you have had an aching or tired back at the end of a day? How many of you have had sore legs or feet after doing everything around the house for a few weeks with no help? How many of you have had a sore neck or shoulders after being at work all day? Notice how you round your shoulders forward. That is your body's defense mechanism for the lack of emotional support. And that makes me think of something else, you know. Love and hate issues being stored in the heart. What happens to your arteries when you have coronary artery disease? The arteries harden. Well, there's a reason for that. They harden because they don't like to feel the pain of love and hate issues. So when those antigens are released into the arteries, it actually causes an inflammation and causes the arteries to harden. Anyway, did you have too many things to do today and not enough time to do it? Wouldn't it be great to have some help? Maybe a little emotional support? Wouldn't some emotional support help it get done faster or better with less errors? Would you not have to work as hard or have to multitask 8 things at one time? For example, make the coffee, answer the phone, prepare the document, copy the document, open the mail, post the calendar, greet the client, clean up the mess, all to start all over tomorrow? Get some emotional support. It's here. It's available through your friends and in support groups and your family. We all complain that our family doesn't support us enough, but if it's just communicated properly with agape or unconditional love and not resentment, you will find they are more likely to hear you and provide you with the support that you need. Another problem is like the areas of your pancreas and your internal organs, your colon, your pancreas, your liver, your spleen, your kidneys, your lungs. Your kidneys and your lungs are the filtering areas of your body. They filter out things that are bad for you. If you have too much filtering going on, what am I going to do, what am I going to do, what am I going to do, and you don't ever do anything about it, I bet you a dollar, you'll find a pain on the right side of your back, just above your hips, and it'll be kind of like a heat sensation. Know that that's your kidney trying to tell you something. Or you'll have some respiratory problems going on with your lungs because it's filtering. What am I going to do? And nobody ever does anything. Please do something, they're telling you. Make those decisions. Figure out what it is you're going to do and listen to your intuition. You know what it is that you need to do. It's usually fear of the unknown that keeps you from doing it. And to help that kidney along, one thing that you can do is, with your kidneys, they're like pumps, like a pump in a fish pond. You know, if you turn a pump on in a fish pond and there's no water in it, it's going to pump and pump and pump and eventually burn up because it overheats. Well, that's exactly what your kidney does. You need to have 1 ounce of water for every pound of body weight that you have because you are over 70% water. And not many of us, I know I don't, and I preach it every day, but none of us usually get the amount of water that we need, and particularly those people who are on diuretics and blood thinners and all those other medicines, pharmaceutical medicines that they're taking for heart problems. If you have these problems, go and listen to my show that's in the archives with Dr. Matthew Burke. He did an excellent interview on what you can do with alternative and complementary medicine and supplements to make yourself better so you don't have to take those pharmaceuticals because they treat the symptoms. They don't treat the cause. Now, if you have problems with your pancreas, I bet you a dollar you have too many people in your life that can take care of themselves that keep coming to you for you to take care of them. Draw some boundaries because what happens here is it gets you upset and your pancreas secretes too many enzymes going to your stomach causing ulcers and reflux and all kind of problems. So, you know, that's one thing that you can do if you have pancreas problems. And the pancreas problem will usually hurt on your right side just below your ribs. So if you have that problem, think, do you have too many people in your life coming to you for solutions that could really be taking care of themselves? Now your colon. Your colon, do you have too much shit going on in your life? Problems here, the secretary's out, the boss is bitching, you know, the kids are complaining, just shit, shit, shit all the time in your life. Draw some boundaries again. Because your colon is knotting up to keep from having to feel that problem. It's knotting up and it's keeping water from coming in and it's letting that stuff that you eat compact in your colon and cause you problems. Well, one thing's going to happen right off the bat, you're going to have fibroids in your colon. How many people have colon cancer nowadays? It's one of those illnesses that's climbing up the ladder quickly. So drink water. Eat fibrous foods. Listen to that show that I did with Dr. Matthew Burke, and he can tell you all the things that you need to do. He says eat 2 carrots a day can keep a man from getting colon cancer. Well, that's not a very hard thing to do to make yourself not have to go through a period of cancer where you have to end up getting a pouch on your side. 2 simple carrots a day. Oh, another thing that just popped into my head when going back up to the brain issues is sleep. Most of the people in the world don't get enough sleep. 8-9 hours of sleep is required by your body because the only time that your body heals is when it's sleeping. So if you find yourself not being able to focus or not being able to have, you know, proper thought patterns so that you can think problems out and get solutions to the proper, you know, problems that you have, if you're tired, think about these issues of getting enough sleep. And what I do, you know, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not telling you to do this, but what I do personally is I take valerian and melatonin every night, and it helps me get a restful sleep. The bottom line here is everything is about frequencies. Your cells vibrate at a certain frequency. When you experience negative emotions, you change the vibrational frequency of the particular organ where those emotions store. Negative energy slows down the vibrational frequency of the organs, thus making them more dense, to wit, cancers and heart disease. You can reset these frequencies using agape and acceptance techniques. You can even reverse the effects of negative energy and restore your health if you don't wait until it's too late. Through agape and forgiveness, you can actually cause your body to release enzymes which can actually eat away plaque. You know, it's all about frequency. The faster an atom vibrates, the less dense it is. It's a known fact in science. So when your frequency slows down, the natural occurrence is the frequency of the organ where those emotions are stored is going to slow down and start to harden. It takes time to heal illness because the illness didn't appear overnight, and it won't go away overnight. But I promise you, go away it will if you change your perspective of the negativity in the world. Just view life from a third-party perspective and live in the moment, not what was or what might be, but what is in this exact moment. Now, let's talk about forgiveness. That's one of the basic things you can do. Let's look at the flip side of anger. What is anger, after all, but love turned inside out? For if there was no love, then how would there be anger? You would have absolutely no reason to be angry if there was not a sense of love lost, right? Well, let's presume that you have quarreled with a lover. The quarrel alone is enough to be devastating, but now there is anger, revenge, and vindictiveness. So now you've not only done what was done unto you, but significantly more. Do you see it any other way? What would you presume the lover to do with the problem that had gone unaddressed to begin with? Had communication been attempted by that lover, but ignored by you? Because we have to take responsibilities for our portion of what goes on. So I'm not addressing the lover here. I'm going to address you and me because we are responsible for our own selves. Well, tell me, had inquiries been done as to the stability of the relationship? Had your rejection been taken by you as a lack of love? Why would somebody attempt to communicate with you if there was a lack of love? If you had the hindsight to stop the occurrence that was done to you, what might you have done to make things better? Because you can't control that lover, but what you can control is you. So what could you have done, or me, because this story that I'm telling you right now is actually channeled to me because of something that happened in my life. So what could you have done to make things better if you had the hindsight that you have now? Would you stop and smell the roses? Would you sit in a mountain waterfall with your kids? Would you skinny dip in the night with your spouse? Well, what's stopping you from doing those things right now and forgetting and forgiving the quarrel? Please don't tell me that it's your pride or this friend or that trying to convince you. And please don't tell me that it's your mother or your brother or your neighbor, because these people don't know all the facts. When you went to them to ask them for advice or tell them your story of what happened and get emotional support, did you tell them that you had a lover that really loved you, but that you had ignored that lover? Did you tell them that your lover spent days and nights alone? Did you tell them that your lover had to compete with your hobbies as you did your lover's? Oh, no. You forgot these significant aspects of the problem. You forgot to set forth all the facts. You know, it's much like in a courtroom when you get up on the stand to testify. Each party gets up there and tells their side of the story. But I'm telling you something. It is within you to see both sides of the story. You do have that capability because you are a magnificent, powerful, all-knowing spiritual being. And if you can just take both sides of those stories instead of just your own, you can do great things to heal it. So you forgot to tell them these significant aspects of the problem. You forgot to set forth all the facts. So how on earth can you expect to get adequate advice, much less good advice? Did you tell them that you and your lover really wanted to be together but were just lost? Did you ask them for a guidepost to find the trail, or did you seek to tell them your anger in support of an unfair trial? See, my most powerful being, you are in the hot spot now for something that never really happened. Did you tell them that you enjoyed nothing more than being with this lover and this lover you, or did you just tell them how awful this lover is? Is this lover really that awful? If he is, why are you in so much pain from being away from him? Are you really as awful inside as your behavior has reflected? Of course not. And that's what forgiveness is all about. Tell me something. How wonderful is it to make up after a fight? How wonderful is it to recover from a long struggle? How wonderful is it to have a drink of water for a thirst? Well, then how wonderful would it be to recover from a fight that you would never win? For no matter the outcome, there are no winners when it comes to anger unresolved. There are no winners derived from hate. There are no winners derived from energy loss, because once lost, it's gone forever. Remember, energy doesn't stop, it just changes form, so it's gone. It's gone to somewhere else or somebody else. Tell me, most powerful being, are you a fighter in this chaotic world? Then tell me what it is you fight for. Is it your dignity and your pride, or the souls left by your side for safekeeping? Really, I'm not sure what it is you find so hard to choose between those two. Are you a being of virtue or a being of pride? Are you a being of loss or a being of gain and growth? Are you a being of love or a being of hate? Are you a being of weakness or a being of strength? A being of light or a being of darkness? But I'll tell you something, darkness is the home of misery. And which is it you feel right now? That you're separated from that lover. And what does that tell you? Listen to the calling of your soul, for it is the calling of your soul that will lead you to the right path. After all, what is it you seek but the yearning of your soul? What is it that would make your darkest hours light? Would it not be the loss of your heavy heart? Would that not bring light to your life? I am are the two most powerful words in the universe. I am this, I am that. So exactly what are you? Are you majestic or are you false? Are you the stakes of support in your family or your spouse or the stockade of binding? Are you the humility of God or are you the wrath of the evil? Only you know what you are because you are the owner of your heart. How many souls do you plan to take down with your anger and hate? Or shall I say, how many souls will lift you up, will you lift up with love and delight? How long must you wait to determine this path? Or how long will it take for you to continue your wrath? Your life is waiting, and so is that lover that loves you. Or will your life continue fleeing upon the wrong path? It is your choice, most powerful being, the choice of your lifetime, your wrath, or your love. What shall you do? What shall you do? Listen, dear soul, to the call of your heart. Listen to the minutes tick by. Listen to the cries in your ears, for the cries in your ears will continue to grow, all simply based on the seeds that you sow. Forgiveness, dear soul, is the key to your life. Forgiveness, dear soul, will show you the light. Forgiveness will lift you to heights unknown. Forgiveness will bring you all your delights. Now go out and choose your path. Look not before destruction, but look for repair. Look to your God to guide you through tears, and look to your loved ones, for they are who cares. Forgiveness is definitely one of the character traits that's hardest to accomplish, but once mastered, pretty much always mastered. It is definitely a characteristic trait that is learned and doesn't necessarily come naturally, but is a significant key to the happiness in your life. Walking around carrying hate for someone whose behavior has hurt you can ruin your life because happiness avoids those who hate. And what is it that we do when we carry around a feeling or a knowing that we have? We condition our children and those around us. So if you carry around hate, you condition your children to hate. You condition your children to hate, you condition the mass consciousness of the world to hate, which only manifests a worse world for your children to live in. Teach them to love and manifest that world that's a good place for them to live in. If you can accept that no one can hurt you, that it's merely your response to their behaviors that hurt you, then you can accept that you can be happy no matter what one does to you. It is your focus on what was, not what really is, that hurts you. If you can combat that anger that resides within you against your enemy, you will not only facilitate peace and tranquility, but satisfaction that you have done your best in a situation gone bad. When you accomplish this, not only will you win, but those loved ones and friends that have to be around you will win as well, for then no one will have to bear your constant anger and negativity. And not only that, but you'll have no idea how good it will feel to have that lifted up off your shoulders. And now I want to share a story with you that I heard one time. There was once a man walking down the road. This man was angry at the world because he was walking and they were driving. But what the man didn't realize was that he got to smell the flowers while he walked down the road. He could stop at every flower bed and smell every flower and bask in the color of those beautiful flowers. Well, why do you think this man didn't stop and smell the flowers? He forgot to smell the flowers while the drivers smelled fumes. Why is it you think this man didn't see that the people were choked on fumes? Do you think maybe that this man's nose was stopped up by his life of conditioning? This man was conditioned that stopping to smell the flowers was considered a failure. Failing at his life that was expected. Expected by whom, you ask? By society at large. Society at large has conditioned the masses that if you are not wealthy, with tangible items, that you are a failure. And being a failure at society's expectations had made him angry at the world. So this man, instead of stopping to smell the flowers, has walked around angry at the world for something that's not even wrong. For his entire life, can you imagine doing that? Well, how many of you complain about having to drive your cars every day of work? Would you rather walk? How many of you complain about having too much work to do? Would you rather have none? How many of you complain about not playing enough, but spend time, your playtime at night watching TV? Well, which is it? Acceptance of your life the way it is and forgiveness of those around you? Or walking around miserable complaining about something that's not really wrong to begin with? It is your life, but believe it or not, there are no choices. You will live the life that God intends to live through you, whether you like it or not. And happiness or sadness is simply a chemical reaction to those things happening around you. So why do you walk around trying to change something that cannot be changed? Simply control the chemical secretions by acceptance and forgiveness of those people and things occurring in your life. By doing these things, you can make your life as happy as you want it to be, no matter what your circumstances. We do live in a hologram, whether you believe it or not. It doesn't matter because it's true. Go down to your local physics college and ask them. Everything is made up of atoms. If you put the particles of mass broken down into the basic structure of a simple molecule of hydrogen, which is the basis of all there is, if you combine those three particles of mass, the proton, the neutron, and the electron, which really isn't mass at all, but simply particles itself, you would see that the mass consists of only about 5% of the entire size of the atom. So if one atom broken down to its basic structural form is only 5% mass or less, what does that mean about every other atom in the world? That we're 5% mass, we live in a virtual hologram, and no one is hurting us. It is simply our reaction to those things that we observe and interact with. The key here is the word observe. Simply observe. Don't react. That is the key to your life. Observe. Not worry about what happened 5 minutes ago. Not worry about what's going to happen in 5 minutes from now. But what you are doing at the moment. You are not in control of the occurrences, but you are in control of your emotional responses to these occurrences. And it's not as hard as you think. Like I said, we're not here to begin with, so why is it so hard to forgive someone for something they didn't do? It is the conditioning of mankind that inhibits forgiveness. Rise above society at large and control your happiness as well as induce it in others. You'll be surprised at what you find out. Agape, my friends, that's what it's all about. Now that's the end of the show today. I'd like to remind you to please visit our website, www.bloginservice.com. The service is growing faster than the people can take care of it with leaps and bounds. They could use your contributions because this is a free service to everyone who desires to listen. So donations would be appreciated. And know that 20% of the donations after the cost, mere cost now, not support of people who run it, will be donated to Danyon Brinkley's Twilight Brigade, Compassion in Action, which is the largest hospice organization in this country, and it's specifically designed to be at the bedsides of dying veterans who have worked and served this country in wars to give us peace and to let us live in freedom. Also, please visit the CAMA website. CAMA is the organization that oversees alternative and complementary medicine. I don't know if you know or not, but there is activity going on right now where the government is and the pharmaceutical companies are trying to take away our supplements. You know, those things like vitamin C and vitamin B and lysine and all those kinds of things. If these laws and bills get passed, you absolutely will not be able to go to the drugstore and buy a bottle of vitamin B or any of the other supplements. What you will have to do is go to the doctor and get a prescription and pay somewhere between $100 and $250 for a simple bottle of vitamins. The only way this is going to be stopped, people, is if you get active in defending what is rightfully yours. And the reason they're doing this is because pharmaceutical companies know that pharmaceuticals are bad for you. They treat symptoms, they don't treat what is wrong, and they know that alternative and natural medicines heal people without side effects. Pay attention to this. Do something about it. Write your representatives because it's happening under your nose. Now, take this information and go out into the world and apply it to your life. And I hope that only good things come to you. And as Danyon Brinkley said to me once, may you always walk on water. Agape, people. Come back and visit next week.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a BloginService.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.